All right, it is 7:38, and we've got a call into the National Weather Service office on Woodley Island. Matthew, is it?
Yes, it's Matthew.
Matthew, thanks for taking the time to talk with us this morning. So I was just noting anecdotally that in my backyard I have a wheelbarrow. It's full of water. I had a vase out, and that's full of water. That looks like we got a pretty decent amount of rain out of the system.
Well, here at the Woodley Island office, we had 1.62 inches for the 4 days.
1.62. It looked like I'm in the Cutton area. It looked like I got more than that, but...
Well, it varied a lot around the area. Just up at the Arcata Airport, we had 1.99 inches. And then farther up into the hills at Neyland, we had over 4 inches.
Wow. Okay. And I noticed that the Eel River at Fern Bridge is flowing nicely right now. It's up over 6 feet right now. So clearly a good amount of water happened out in the mountainous areas as well as it flows down and filling up the rivers, which is fantastic. Obviously, we're probably still far behind on our rain totals, but we got another system coming midweek, right?
Yeah. We're still working out the exact details on where the heaviest rain is going to fall, but on Wednesday, it looks like the heaviest rain is going to be in Del Norte County and northern Humboldt County. Some pretty good amounts on Wednesday, Tuesday night and Wednesday. Initially, it looks like around Humboldt Bay, the southerly winds are going to keep us dry, blowing down off the hills until maybe a little later in the day, you know, another maybe half inch for around Humboldt Bay on Wednesday. And
okay. Go ahead. Okay. So last week before the system hit, we talked with you guys, and I guess the word was that we were about 18 inches behind on our totals for this time of year. So obviously we've picked up a little bit from that, but still have ways to go, right?
Let's see. Currently we're up to 32% of normal, and we've gotten... For the season, since June, we've gotten 8.18 inches, and the normal is 25 inches.
Okay, so we're definitely still a bit behind. Now, does it look like with since that high-pressure system is broken down and we are getting now systems on a regular basis, does it look like we might actually get caught up this year, or do you think we'll end the year on a deficit?
Well, that's hard to say, but... You know, it would have to be some pretty monumental rainfall between now and May to catch up.
Yeah.
We'll be doing well if we can get to 75 or 80%.
There we go. Not that none of us have seen monumental rainfall here on the North Coast. It does happen on occasion.
It does.
But when it comes all at once, it tends to flood the area, so that's not good either.
Yeah.
Well, Matthew, thank you for taking the time to talk with us this morning. Appreciate it.
Yep.